Neo before you go, guys. So who's going to be saying that to the brand new host of this show come 2019? We'll find out in a moment or two, everyone. 9 minutes past eight. This is BBC Radio 2. We are live from Wogan House in London. The Breakfast Show every morning, 6:30 to 9:30. Well, who's going to be hosting it once we leave this legendary building, this amazing organisation? Find out in just 5 minutes. Have we had any guesses through? just a few thousand. All right, all correct? 100%. Okay, almost 100%. All right, well, coming up on the show on Friday, let me tell you about that first of all. So, amazing guest, Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be... Every job is a great job on Wednesdays, because we have Great Job Wednesday every Wednesday. That's what we do right here. And today is a Great Job Wednesday special as we reveal the brand new host of this show. Ladies and gentlemen, your brand new host of the Radio 2 Breakfast Show as of January next year is Zoe Ball! Good morning, Zoe!
Hello, Chris! This is bonkers, can I just say?
How are you feeling?
I am a crazy mix of elation, wanting to burst into tears, thinking about running away, everything. Yes.
All right.
But mainly thrilled. Yeah. All night, I've not been able to sleep because, you know what I've been singing to myself all night?
Come on.
How do you like your eggs in the morning? I like mine with a kiss.
Well, good for you. All right. Tell us when and how, as much as you want to. Don't tell us what you don't want to.
Well, do you know what? I think if we go back to the mic drop moment of you saying you were going, which when the whole nation went, huh? What? And so from that point on, I think everyone was like, well, what's going to happen? And I have to say, to be totally honest with you, I didn't think you were ever going to go. And I don't think anyone did. And so from that point on, you start thinking, oh, what are they going to do? And I definitely didn't expect to get a call, but getting a call was an amazing thing. And then, of course, you think, I can't do it. I can't do it. Could I do it? And the best person I spoke to during that time was my son, Woody.
Right.
He was nearly 18. You know, wasn't even alive when I was at Radio 1 doing the Breakfast Show. And he said, Mum, come on. Don't even think about it. It's like the coolest thing you could do.
Yeah.
Be the first girl, you know, on Radio 2 Breakfast. It's amazing. And he went, and Mum, and he looked into my eyes and he held my hand. He went, someone will listen.
Well,
it's very sweet.
Lots of people will listen, Zoe. Now, as you've just mentioned there, you've just recollected about the, you know, Radio 1 days. You've done this before. You've been here before. You've done a breakfast show. Just remind people who maybe didn't remember or weren't around, weren't born, like Woody. Tell us about how long you did that for and the kind of things you did on the show.
I can't really remember how long I did it for because it was the 90s, but I think it was like 21 years ago we started, hence why I don't remember a lot of it. It is a little bit like history. I'm going to be your opponent again. We did that 20 years ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I remember.
Same networks.
Same networks.
Different stations.
Slightly, yeah. Exactly. And I loved doing that. I'll never forget getting a call during Live and Kicking, and there'd been lots of press speculation about whether Chris and I hated each other or not, and I'd got a bit upset going, I would never say that about Chris. And then halfway through Live and Kicking, I think the Rugrats were on, and I got called into the gallery. There's a call from us, boom, in the they never spoke to me like that. And I went into the gallery and it was you going, hi, it's Chris, what time do you get off work? I'm picking you up. And we went out and we had a really good chat and you were like, come on, it's great.
That's how
you're
Scotch a rumour, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you're Scotch a myth.
So, you know, here we are 20 years on, Chris, and lots has changed.
So has it been weeks or months since you've known now?
Oh, no, only weeks.
Weeks,
yeah,
okay.
Only
right.
weeks.
Okay, and it's a done deal. The ink is on the paper and it's now dry and you start in January. You will have a date in mind, I would imagine. Have they told you when it's going
to
be?
I think they're scared to tell me.
Right.
Do we know when he's starting on the other side? we're going to play a little game here, aren't we?
Okay, because if you can tell me, then I might be able to tell you.
Okay.
We're not quite sure either.
But yeah, will you leave some of your listeners? I know a lot of my may go with you, Chris, but you've been in this position before. You had to take over from Sir Terry Wogan.
I did.
So you've been through all these emotions. And do the anxiety dreams ever stop? Will I ever sleep again?
No, absolutely not. Oh, forget sleep.
Yeah, you can forget that.
There's parenthood, and then there's hosting the Radio 2 Breakfast Show. Yeah. Pretty similar.
Yes, I guess so.
Double them up.
Yeah.
And sleep is a thing of the past. But it doesn't. That's all. You are going to have a great time. Of course, it's one of the greatest jobs in this business, as you know. And if you would like a couple of tips.
I would love a couple of tips.
I have some recordings of Terry's old show that you can have.
Yeah.
He's a card.
I remember listening to that changeover, and I remember Terry announcing it that you were going to do it.
Yeah.
And again, that was a huge thing you had to do to take over from Terry. So I'm not underestimating the task ahead of me, Chris.
Sure, you're not, because you're a total pro.
Oh, thank you. And I know some people will be like, we didn't want her, but I hope some people will give me a chance. And I hope some people who listened to me back in the day.
I can't hear anyone thinking that, let alone saying it.
Well, you know. But I'm so excited. I'm thrilled.
And as far as Stuart is concerned, so will you still do It Takes Two?
Well, that's my other favourite job. So I'm really hoping that I'll be able to do both.
Right.
I'll probably have to start this and see how that goes. Can you do that? Can you do 12 weeks of a live show and this show? You've done it all, haven't you? You've done lots of things.
There's always the real world that you could go and work in. No, I think we'd be fine.
Yes, exactly. Yes, though. There's some other stuff you could be, we'll see. I do love Strictly. But you get all the Strictly gang in here, don't you? They all come to see you.
Oh, no, this is it. It's King's Cross Station from October to December in here.
Yeah, it really, really is.
You can't move for people.
Nelly, my daughter, said, I said, she listens to Greg off the radio, she calls him, on the other channel.
Right.
And I said to her, will you listen to Mummy? And she went, I'll probably listen to Greg, but if he plays a bad record, Mummy, I might listen to you just to see if you're all right.
Well, you can have words, can't you? You can sneak the odd...
I love that with kids, though. They know their own minds, don't they? They're like, no, you're not going
to... Good for you. Well, you know, you are a force for good. I love you on the radio. I've always loved you on the radio.
Thank you.
I love you on the telly, but I think you really light up the radio,
Oh, you are a gorgeous man.
No, good for you.
Thank you very much. By the way, how are the babies?
The babies are great. We have a latest pic just in. I get a picture about every 4 or 5 minutes. there's a brand new one in whilst we've been talking. Zoe Ball is your brand new host of the Radio 2 Breakfast Show as of January the something, 2019. Well done, Zoe. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. All the love.
Should we have a hug?
Yeah, let's have a big hug. And then I'll have a cry.
All right, the first ever female host, the first ever permanent female host of the Radio 2 Breakfast Show. Cyndi Lauper, girls just want to have fun. That's what's going to be happening on the air from January the something. My new favourite day, January the something. Zoe's got one, I've got one. I've got a January the something. She's got a January the something. We could play rock, paper, scissors for who starts when, couldn't we? We could pick two dates, two Mondays. Just rock, paper, scissor it up or down. Lots of people very pleased. This has made this 40-something very happy. Zoe on the radio. Background to my mornings in my 20s. Can't wait, says Ali, stuck in traffic heading to work in Bromley. Woohoo! Well done, Radio 2. Brilliant, says Sue. Newbury's able. Yay, so please. Says Kat in Colston. Yay, welcome Zoe. Fab News, says Jan in Buckinghamshire. Anna in Norwich. All the ladies here. Loving Zoe. Lots of gentlemen too. All right, good. Excellent. Well, Zoe's hanging around this morning. All the bosses, all wearing their best suits. Special day here. You all look fabulous. You look very smart, as my mum would say. Rachel.
Chris, M62 Westbine Junction.
With Moira Stewart, it's just got 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 2, live from Wogan House, Wednesday morning, October the 3rd, 2018.
BBC News, and in the past hour, it's been announced that Zoe Ball is to be the new host of the BBC Radio 2 Breakfast Show. She'll take over from Chris Evans after his 8 years in the chair in January. Chris announced his successor on this morning's show with Zoe by his side. She said she was delighted.
I am a crazy mix of elation, wanting to burst into tears, thinking about running away, everything. Yes.
All right.
But mainly thrilled.
Yeah.
All night, I've not been able to sleep because, you know what I've been singing to myself all night?
Come on.
How do you like your eggs in the morning? I like mine with a kiss.
Sarah Cox will continue to provide holiday cover for the show, and the BBC has said it will announce who'll take over Zoe's previous Saturday afternoon slot in due course. Theresa May will close the Conservative conference today by declaring that Britain's future after Brexit is full of promise. She'll announce that fuel duty will be...
In our new proud showbiz dad slot...
You're so you. You're a winning slogan on Radio 2. You're the best since Wogan. I'm an aging turn who just won't learn when to stop. Dick, babe, I'm mediocre. You're the top.
Johnny Ball celebrates his daughter Zoe's new gig. With the BBC News throughout the hour, Tom Sanders.
Theresa May has warned her party that pursuing a...
Poppy Damon reporting. It's the biggest radio show in Europe and it has a new presenter.
Ladies and gentlemen, your brand new host of the Radio 2 Breakfast Show as of January next year is Zoe Ball! Good morning, Zoe.
Hello, Chris. This is bonkers, can I just say?
How are you feeling?
I am a crazy mix of elation, wanting to burst into tears, thinking about running away, everything. Yes.
All right.
But mainly thrilled. Yeah.
Zoe Ball is just one leg of a two-legged broadcasting dynasty. Her father, Johnny Ball, amused, enthused and amazed on children's TV throughout the 1970s and 80s. Zoe and Johnny are a notoriously tight family team, popping up down the decades on each other's shows and regularly paying tribute to each other's talents. This afternoon, I caught up with Johnny Ball, the man who used to host the science show Think of a Number. Out of 10, how proud are you of your daughter?
About 137.
Perfect. What? When did you hear, and what was your reaction?
Well, we knew when she was up for the role, and we knew it was ticking along. But it was still a surprise when it was confirmed today. So we're absolutely thrilled. I've already got onto her and told her she has to go and find a Cockney person who sews buttons all over their clothes, because she will need to get to Purley.
That's awful. That's staggering quality and not really allowed.
That's a dad joke.
Has there ever been rivalry between the two of you? I mean, there you were, a huge star, and there she was becoming a huge star. Was there a moment where you looked at each other, distrust?
Not at all. In fact, people started getting us together on chat shows and things like that, and it was awful. It was after you, Claude, no, after you, Cecil, we always backed off to let the other one get in, and we both backed off. So we were actually quieter when we worked together at first until we got used to it.
You've been tripping over the same sort of television scenery in the last few years, haven't you? You've both performed on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, she got to the final and I went out first. So there's a little bit of contrast there. But I was the oldest. I was the oldest ever. I was 74 when that happened. That's 6 years ago.
Was that a fair representation of your respective dancing ability, do you think?
Zoe was always good. The first week she was better than everybody, and it had been a very mediocre opening week, and she was quite brilliant. And the audience went up, everybody stood. Bruno was across the studio, and for the first time in the evening, he jumped up and punched the air and said, "Yes!" And that forced tears out of both my eyes, and the camera came onto me and I was blubbering like a baby.
And did you advise her on her career?
You can't. You can't do that. It doesn't really work.
This is not the first breakfast show that she has taken on.
Can I tell you, I did a lyric for her at her 40th birthday a few years ago. I wrote new lyrics to "You're the Tops," and I'd like to sing you the first verse because it's quite amazing. It went, "You're the tops, you're the Brighton flower," because she lives in Brighton. "You're the tops, Blackpool's second tower. She's 5 inches taller than me in her heels. And just like me, it was on kids' TV that your career first begun. You were first ever girl to be given a world on Breakfast Radio 1. Oh, what fun. You're so you. You're a winning slogan on Radio 2. You're the best since Wogan. I'm an aging turn who just won't learn when to stop. Dick, babe, I'm mediocre, you're the top." And I wrote that a few years ago for her 40th birthday.
Is she a morning person?
I don't think she is, but it's fine. I think Terry Wogan always handled it very well. Terry Wogan was always up at the crack of dawn, but was always doing evening television. And, of course, he went straight to bed after he'd done it and coped with it very well. And I think once you get into that routine, it's almost like a different part of the day.
She is taking on the biggest radio audience in Europe, if not the most influential. That's obviously PM. But she is taking on this audience. Have you got advice for her?
Keep doing it the way you've been doing it, because she's been standing in for Chris quite a lot and other people, and she's fared very well. The response is very strong to Zoe, so we'll see how it goes, and you've just got to play it by ear.
You have been wonderful. Yes. Johnny, thank you very, very much for your time. That's absolutely brilliant. Have a great day. Many congratulations. Cheers. Johnny Ball on how the ball showbiz phenomenon keeps rolling. BBC Radio 4's Henry James season continues.